This is Power Walk, and we're so glad that you've tuned in to join us. Friends, we see natural calamities, disease, unrest all around us, and maybe even disillusionment in our own lives. Yet God's Word is unchanging and is backed by God, who is unfailing. Our speaker, Reverend Paul Cannings, is the founder and president of Power Walk Ministries, as well as the senior pastor of Living Word Fellowship Church in Houston, Texas. He has aptly chosen our current title series, Godly Wisdom for Today. Teaching us today about the benefits of walking in godly wisdom, here he is now with today's message.
Sometimes we struggle in this life because we're trying to understand, why would God let something terrible happen to this person, or why would he allow this person to die? Why would he allow this particular person, who is a great person, to get the disease that they have? Why these different calamities taking place in our world, and it doesn't seem like God is in control? And what we're trying to gain in all of this is understanding. And the Bible is saying, do not lean to your own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him and he will direct our path. The Bible is saying what we lack is the understanding that God is driving us to, and understanding what it takes to gain understanding, so that it leads us to a point of discernment where it drives us to a point of wisdom. So let's examine that this morning as we look at Proverbs chapter 2. In Proverbs chapter 2, he tells us this in verse 1. And don't forget now, what takes place here is that Solomon is the person who's given wisdom by God. He's some people believe the most wise man that ever lived, but definitely in his time, he is the man of wisdom. He is the man of wisdom. And he's teaching young men about his use of wisdom and coming to understand what it took to actually live in what he has. So even though God has given us wisdom, how do we get into that wisdom? That's what Solomon is wanting to teach them, so that we live in the power of it and learn the skill of being effective in it to gain the results, the benefits of wisdom. In that process of getting there, he tells us, the first thing we must be committed to in verse 1 of chapter 2 of the book of Proverbs, my son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you. Well, don't forget, that's huge. David said, I hide thy word in my heart that I may not sin against thee. So here's three things to remember on the first step of becoming engaged in the wisdom that God has provided us, so we become skillful in it. Because one of the words he's going to use for wisdom in this book is the word for wisdom that it says a skill that leads a person to the practical application of God's word. When he uses the word wisdom in the book of Proverbs, he's not using just one word. He's using two of them. One has to do with the experience of wisdom as we live it out. The other one has to do with learning the skill of wisdom. He wants us to have both. In the process of getting there, since we have all these things happening around us all the time, we should approach it as a way to grow, as a way to mature, a way to learn, rather than run away from it because it just got so many variables. No, that's how we grow. The Bible says it clearly. I allow you to be in these situations in James chapter 1, verse 2-4, so that you grow and you become mature and complete. So we will never achieve that if every time we come to these situations, we run, we park ourselves and don't go do anything about it and just shut ourselves out the system. We never grow. We stay the same. So he says that one of the first things I must be committed to is to see the word of God as a treasure. Matter of fact, Jesus Christ says this in Matthew. He says, if a person understands the value of my word, they will sell everything they have and buy the field. Understand, it must be seen as the treasure. What does that mean? There's two things. A treasure has tremendous value. A person may have a necklace that is very expensive. They don't just throw it around the bedroom. They find a place that is safe. It is so treasured that it is now stored. So those are the two things we find with this word treasured. He's saying, I must see the word of God as valuable. What he provided abundantly when I'm committed to experience the truth. Wisdom is another way of saying truth in a way. Because truth is the reality of the word of God in real life situations. Wisdom is the application of God's word in real life situations. So when I come to the truth, I am experiencing wisdom. When I come to that and skillfully apply God's word. So he's saying, without the word of God, there is no way I would make decisions that will lead to the benefits of wisdom, which we will get to. The benefits of wisdom, being strong, immovable, rich. He's actually putting riches with it. He's putting with it a sense of peace on the inside, a sense of strength, and the overcomer of a person's life. All these different benefits are there so that no matter what's going on, no one can defeat us. Daniel, he had a knowledge base because he has a reverence for God. He needed understanding, because now he has to take all the stuff that they're throwing at him in Babylon, cut his hair, change his clothes, give him different food to eat, to figure out how the word of God and what it says about food needs to be applied in this situation. Oh, the only thing I could eat is greens. That's all I could eat, is vegetables. That's it. I can't eat anything else when I look at everything they're saying. But now how do I make it within this culture? Because enemies are now there. People are now fighting him. They're getting the king to come against him. So now Daniel has to figure out how to do it. So what does he end up treasuring? The word. Because that is his only salvation through the process. It's the way, the truth, the life. So until we see the word of God as a treasure, and then store it. Well, in other words, when every time God teaches us something, I do this all the time. I come to my Bible and I mark it here and I mark it there. The reason why I'm doing that is because I want to remember when I came to this, what God taught to me at that time when I came. That's why I can't use an iPad when I'm studying, because I need to write something somewhere. I write my Bible up like crazy. So when I come back, I say, oh, yes, he taught me that at that time. So let me refresh my memory. Why? I'm storing up. Why is that huge? In John chapter 14, he would say that the Holy Spirit will bring to our remembrance what we stored up. So there's no way the Spirit of God can powerfully guide and direct me, since he came to guide me in the truth, John chapter 16, verse 13, when I don't provide him the stored up GPS system that he could plug into. I don't even download the system into my car. I take the DVD and just put it in the side, stick it in the glove compartment, and just drive the car and get mad when I'm lost. He said, no. I have to take that DVD and I got to stick it in there and I got to make sure it's stored up, so that when the Holy Spirit comes and I now need directions for life, the Holy Spirit could go pull up the stored up information and work it, so that, as David would say, I will not sin against God. I wouldn't go contrary to the will of God, because now I have stored up information because I first treasured it. Many times, folks, we come to devotions and we want to fill it with so much. I come to devotions in my life and address issues that are problems in my life so that I can get through it, because he's telling me that's the lesson. That's the classroom. I give you trials to mature you, to make you complete in Christ, and to provide you endurance. I only discipline those whom I love, so I'm privileged to be in it. That's why I count it joy. So when I come to those situations, now I'm in the classroom that he determines I'm in, so that when I grow through that classroom, the information is even more stored up than ever before, because it's become even more valuable, because I see it rescue me, guide me, direct me, empower me, and bless my life. So that's why he's saying the first thing that is important in the process of moving towards wisdom is that, since knowledge is the base, knowledge is the spindle in the wheel, knowledge is the information in the GPS system, he's saying I must go after that knowledge by, secondly, seeing it as a command. It's not a suggestion. We tend to come to God's word like it's a suggestion. So many times we use our own understanding rather than use what's stored up and what's a treasure. We come to it and we say, yeah, you know what? I think this and I think that. Well, no. The first thing we go to is the bank and see what money is available before we decide how we're going to write the check. He is saying that is when I see the word of God as a commandment. God is giving me a directive because he loves me. Many times when we come to the word of God and we say that, and this world of freedom and options and all this other stuff, it seems rigid. Well, there's a lot of freedom in commandments. The Bible says marry somebody that's saved. He didn't say they have to be, you know, a person that's 6 foot or a person that has all these different dimensions to their body. He didn't say anything like that. He just says marry a Christian. He didn't say they have to be black or white or Asian or Hispanic. He says marry a Christian. So there's lots of freedom, but the command is to not marry somebody who isn't saved. So God is giving us these commandments, but he's not stealing from us the free will he's given to us. He's not, because in the commandments, there's freedom. He says, go to church, but it's freedom. But it's a command. Do not neglect the assembling of yourselves together in Hebrews chapter 10. So this is a matter what I may want to go here. He's saying it's a commandment. That's why he says it needs to be within you. The Holy Spirit is the one who guides us into truth, remind us of the Word of God, illuminate the Word of God, and search the depths of the Word of God for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 through 15. So when we come to this process, he's saying, there is no way I can move towards wisdom when I don't fundamentally take this seriously. I must take this seriously because wisdom comes in to infuse itself from here. It's like you could have the spokes, you could have the rim, you could have the tire, you could have the tube. But if you don't have a spindle in the wheel, it's no good to the bicycle. So even though I have all the stuff, it's no good to the bicycle. So that's why he's saying to us today that when we move into life and we have all these different things to address, we must start at the foundation so that when wisdom is achieved, because he provides it to us, we are effective and how we move forward, because his word never returned void. And that's why when we are committed to this process, there is no way there will not be success. Stay focused.
What abundant wisdom the Lord has made for us. Thank you, Dr. Cannings, for urging us to consider it as a roadmap and truly a light that guides us out of darkness. May we take God at his word and learn to apply it to our lives. Now, if you'd like to touch base with Power Walk Ministries, then give us a call at 281-260-7402. That's 281-260-7402. Or visit us online at powerwalkministries.org. You can obtain our current series there or any of the ministry resources that we make available. We hope that you'll also find something there that will be the perfect resource and gift for a loved one. Now, if you're in the Houston area and don't have a church home, then Pastor Cannings extends a warm welcome for you to join him and the congregation at Living Word Fellowship Church in Houston. Sunday morning service is at 9:45, and the church is located at 7350 West T.C. Jester Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77088. Once again, here's Reverend Cannings with a personal word to you.
I pray that you would consider supporting Power Walk. If we can use your support, if God so moves you, one of the ways we love to see it is when you purchase items on our website at powerwalkministries.org. Powerwalkministries.org. I hope that you would do that, and as we seek to serve the Lord in all kinds of ways. We've been going to the West Indies, the Caribbean Islands for years now. You can learn more by going to our website at livingwordfellowshipchurch.org. So we pray that you would support our ministry as we do ministry for the glory of God. Not just the radio, we're on oneplace.com and many places around the world. We're now in Africa on television. We're going out to 22 different nations. So we appreciate your support. Thank you. Keep praying for us. And stay focused.
Thank you, Dr. Cannings. As we leave you, remember the tremendous value of God's Word. May we seek it as a treasure and apply its truth effectively to our lives.